a Nacho Radio podcast.
This is Dave Heller, the owner of the River Bandits, with reason number 12 why you want to listen to Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things podcast, today's podcast. Reason number 12, when you're cleaning the house and you have to go behind the couch and underneath the bed, you can't see the television. You might as well put on the headphones and listen to Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things podcast. If you need a good reason to go to the River Bandits game, we have the best steak and cheese sandwiches in all of the Quad Cities. Come by. And now enjoy today's podcast.
Hello there.
Hey, Dave and Darren. It's Dave and Darren in the Top 5 Things. My name is Dave.
The place to be.
What do we call it? The place to be. Glad you're here with us for another installment of the Top 5 Things.
Hello there.
Sure. So have you been watching any of Jeopardy with this guy?
No.
This maniac, this James Holzhauer.
What time is Jeopardy on anymore?
4:30, same time it's been on for a million years.
No.
This guy...
No, it wasn't always on at 4:30. When Art Fleming used to do it, it was during the day.
Okay.
Of course, that was 1975, 74. Yeah. 73.
Well, it's on at 3:30 and 4:30, but I feel like the 3:30 is a repeat.
It's a repeat?
Yeah.
Well, that'll make you look smart. Well, is that why you think you're in the 85th percentile when you watch the second show?
This guy has been completely changing Jeopardy. He's won 13 episodes, all right?
Okay.
He's close to $1 million. This guy pulls in
so no one's
six
getting,
figures.
No each. One's getting any money?
No.
No one else is getting any money?
He runs the table, and he always maxes out his bets. And they're concerned now.
Because this guy's a gambler on top of
he's
it,
he's a professional
he?
Gambler.
Yeah, right.
Over 13 episodes, he set a single show record of $131,127,000 in winning. There are people that have done 2 weeks that haven't won that kind of money.
We're going to have to shut down the show.
Yes.
Who's doing the show?
Well, Alex Trebek is still doing the show.
Oh, he's still doing the
yes,
show.
Yes, yes. Now, the all-time record for earnings is that Ken Jennings, who made $2.5 million.
But
that was after 74 wins. This guy has 13 wins, and he's closing in on a mil.
Isn't he taking a break this summer or sometime soon?
Well, they're done shooting the show, so they do it in a season. So they finish the show. Now, if this Holzhauer is going to be held over...
It might
over,
be bankrupt.
No!
They might actually have to... The show is over.
No, you're joking. That's a legitimate concern. They think they may actually not have the money to pay this
He's
guy.
He's going to bleed them dry.
The average single show earnings come in around $20,000.
Mm-hmm.
And they've taken a look at how much this guy is taking out of the budget for the show. They say typically for a long-running show, and I think we can agree Jeopardy's in that category, the prize budget is determined by way of averages, right? We take a look at what people usually win, and then that's what we figure out our budget is going to be. But this guy, there is an accountant there at the Jeopardy office who was pulling his hair out, saying that we can't do this. Now, shows will sometimes take out insurance policies, right? But that's really for big shows like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, like your network shows. Jeopardy doesn't have a policy like that because the winnings are relatively modest. I mean, $20,000 in giveaways is nothing compared to the revenue that the show brings each and every episode. But still, they're going to be at a point where if this guy keeps winning, it won't make any sense for them to keep the show on the air.
We can't pay the cameramen.
No, and we've got our host is going through pancreatic cancer, stage four.
These people have families.
Even with a successful contestant, game show budgets, usually, you know, the production and the on-air talent is who gets all the money. And they pay Alex Trebek right now $10 million a year. Well, this guy, I mean, it's something else watching him play. And it almost feels like...
Kind of difficult going to him right now and asking for money.
No, Alex, we're going to need you to take a little bit of a cut.
I might live in my mom's basement, but you're not getting any of that money. I've got a few things on my plate right now.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So it's fascinating to watch. And it seems like they're going out of their way to just get dummies. Or I don't know how this guy has his reflexes or whatever, but he answers all the questions. Not only does he know everything, but like he's the only one that knows how a buzzer works. I almost wonder
this would be your luck. Well, think about the people that are playing against him.
Your whole life.
You've been waiting. You're a big Jeopardy fan. Yeah. You've been dreaming about this for years and years and years. You finally get on the show and you're up against this buzzsaw.
This show's been on forever.
A generational player.
Multi-generational player. I mean, Jeopardy came back. I was still in junior high.
I didn't even get to buzz.
I know, once. Right?
Because once the buzzer is engaged, it doesn't work for the rest of us.
Exactly, unless he gets
it
wrong.
I never even got the sensation of the buzzer.
No!
It never engaged.
I'm positive it wasn't plugged in. So yeah, you wait your whole life to get on Jeopardy, and then
you get this guy, this juggernaut.
You get this knucklehead, exactly. What are you going to do? I'll tell you what we should do is get right into the top five things.
All right.
We're kind of up against the clock here, aren't we?
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They have a new home. They're in the Village of East Davenport at 2115 East 12th Street. Their bridal sale is going on right now. Come in and check out their engagement ring starting at just $350. Their large selection of GIA certified loose diamonds. GIA is the world's foremost authority on diamonds. Take advantage of their interest-free financing options. They offer free cleanings and inspections. They are open Tuesdays through Saturday starting at 10 a.m. Find the perfect gift for every occasion. Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, locally owned and operated. When you're there, of course, make sure that you mention Nacho Radio. And with your purchase, you're going to receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner. Again, that's Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. Check them out at marysdiamondsandjewelry.com and like them on Facebook. The podcast originating from the Capriotti Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak, but so much more than that, including their capistrami, which is hot pastrami, Swiss cheese, Russian dressing, and coleslaw. It's absolutely delicious. Turn your favorite Capriotti sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink, and of course, mention Nacho Radio when you're there, and this is what happens. You get a medium sub, and you pay for the price of a small one.
Before we get into the top five things, a quick text here on the Nacho Radio text line at 470-23-NACHO. This is from Toboggan. Toboggan says, here are my top five things.
All right.
Number one, Super Bonus North Dakota. Number two, Senior Pranks and Gene Pool. Number three, the Bradys. Number four, Sweet Eileen's Arsonist Info. And number five, Measles. The Weasel. Yes, Measles the Weasel, an all-time classic. Number one.
Boy, I have a hard time remembering those.
Well, we've done
a few. Hello, I'm Measles the Weasel.
We've done a few of these.
That's not even Measles the Weasel's voice, is it?
No, that's Maury Amsterdam, and you know it is. Guy's having a heart attack in Nebraska, which is probably not the best place in the world to have a heart attack. They're taking him to the hospital in the back of an ambulance. Ambulance hits a pothole, and they're crediting the jolt from the pothole with saving this guy's life. This happened in Gretna, Nebraska, en route to the hospital, right?
Hey, I think that did it.
His heart was racing. This guy had a heartbeat of 200 beats per minute.
All-time best.
Paramedics were working to get his heart rate down. That's when the rig hit a pothole, and instantly, this guy's heart went back to normal.
Hey, guys, I think you can turn around and take me home.
Hey, let's save some money here.
I'm
only paying for this if you take me to the hospital.
Only half the ambulance ride.
Two.
Number two on the top five things, there is a group, a church, that's got a miracle cure that they're hawking. The Genesis 2 Church. Kirk, why are you trying to take Genesis away from us? The Genesis 2 Church, this is in Washington State, and they're warning you, please don't go to the Genesis 2 Church of Health and Healing. They're going to be having a conference at a hotel resort in Washington State on Saturday to promote a miracle cure.
For what?
All diseases.
Everything.
It cures, they say, 95% of all diseases. And the idea is, this is for adults, this is for children, this is for infants. It cures 95% of all diseases. The church is asking...
See, there's your out.
right, they've got a 5%...
Well, I'm sorry. Right? Yours happened to fall in that range.
If you would like to come to this and have them give you the miracle cure, you either pay $450 apiece, or if you're a couple, they'll get you a deal, only $800. Then you'll get membership in the Genesis 2 Church of Health and Healing, and you will get the secret treatment which is, Darren, drinking industrial bleach.
Mm.
I kind of hope some people go to this and do it. Am I a bad guy? Not children or infants, obviously, but I would like to see some adults who think drinking bleach is going to cure them of 95% of illnesses.
What about the people who booked this stuff at the resorts? The people who are making commission on all the hotel
the
rooms?
Guy, the, it's guy like
the guy who's actually putting this thing on, so physically could, putting it on.
We couldn't
yeah,
have
I've
a,
got the banquet room. Now, what is this for again?
We couldn't have our wedding there because
no,
they were
the bleach
have a
drinkers are in town. Hey, the commission's the same.
The $450 a piece or $800 per couple gets you membership of the organization and the package of bleach, which they call a sacrament. The chemical is referred to as MMS, or Miracle Mineral Solution. Participants are promised that they will acquire the knowledge to help heal many of the world's terrible diseases. So go out and give other people this bleach and cure them of all their diseases. They're recruiting attendees through Facebook, and they call it an effective alternate healing treatment. The FDA is warning participants, do not attend. And if you have purchased any of this MMS, you should stop using it and immediately throw it away. But yeah.
Or, no, well, or use it as what its purpose is.
Clean a floor?
Yeah, clean a floor.
Disinfect there's no an area?
There's really no reason to get rid of it.
I'm
just don't
so
drink it.
I'm so bored, I'm drinking bleach. I'm so bored, I'm
no.
drinking bleach.
If you want to do a little spring cleaning, go right ahead.
Yeah,
open,
but not
open the windows.
Not your insides, though.
No. Don't do that.
So imagine how much bleach it's going to take to clean up the mess that these dummies leave when they're drinking industrial bleach in a banquet room.
Yeah, that's true.
I imagine there's some side effects that can be kind of messy.
Thankfully, there's plenty of bleach around.
Cleans right up.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. How about a matcha green tea served hot or over ice? A super toasty and tasty protein puck packed full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee, loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is brought to you by our patrons on Podbean, as well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. The podcast is originating, as it always does, from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. James also has a location at 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. If you are interested, because they're getting kind of busy, interested in booking the Capriati's food truck for your private party, place of business, or event, a couple ways you can get a hold of them, 563-284-2331, or email capriatisfoodtruck@gmail.com. If you're just there for lunch or dinner, please mention Nacho Radio. You'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Got a text here from the 309. It says, a longtime turtle. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for that,
of course.
I like turtles.
Yeah, that's right. Great zombie, Jonathan. Longtime turtle, you bet your sweet asses, it says, and had some health issues the last year or so. So I went to Mayo today for a consult and I need a third surgery in less than 15 months. This one will be robotic. And all I wanted to tell the doctor who will be operating on me was this, quote, a computer took your job, Daddy. Hard times.
Hard times, doctor.
Oh, that text absolutely made my day. Obviously, we hope whatever's going on with your health is remedied quickly. And it sounds like he says here, you can't keep a good turtle down. It could be a she. I don't know. 309. It says, can't keep a good turtle down. If the ice hasn't gotten Darren and the ladders haven't gotten you, then nothing will get me.
Well,
this will be my last issue for a while. One of these days, I'll get around to getting a timpani and leaving my review for the podcast.
Very good.
Focus on your health first.
Well, this is what I would say. Laughter is the best medicine, except, of course, all the other stuff that they've come up with over the years.
Well, and bleach. You might want to consider bleach.
No,
all this money you're wasting in the Mayo Clinic, you can just go to the bleach aisle and just pound a gallon of that, and you'll be right as rain.
I would listen to the doctors.
Mm-hmm.
Question, trust, but verify.
I can't tell you how happy that makes me. And again, I know it's not the greatest circumstances, but you're going through your third surgery in 15 months. It's robotic, and you're thinking of Dusty Rhodes. That just made me so happy. So, yeah, thank you for that.
Who's performing the surgery? Glass. George Glass.
Number three.
Three.
Number three, you get your pets, your dogs groomed, right?
Mm-hmm.
You take them to a groomer for
yes,
hair and nails, I imagine?
More often than I think we should.
Yeah, well, yeah. That cutting their nails is rough stuff.
Yes.
I remember that was something that my folks would do at home, and it was like butchering. I mean, it was not good.
Well, you got to be very, very careful about it because, you know,
you don't
want to be too aggressive.
Well, this happened in Utah, Draper, Utah. Lisa Vicky Hull is her name. She's the owner of a dog grooming business, and a couple showed up late to pick up their dog.
Lisa Vicky Hull.
Lisa Vicky Hull is 56 years old. This happened at the Absolute Best Grooming there. They went to pick up their dog, and Lisa was very upset because they were picking up the dog after closing time, which is a dick move. Can we agree? Like, if you brought the boys to go get their haircut, I imagine you probably just stay there for that, right?
No.
They're there for a couple hours?
Yeah, they're there for a while.
Okay, but if the place closed at 5, you would pick the boys up before 5 o'clock.
Yes, we would.
So this woman was upset, although this is where the story gets weird. She pulled a gun on the couple that were late picking up their pet. Got arrested on Good Friday for investigation of aggravated assault, threatening to use a gun in a fight, drug possession, possession of drug paraphernalia, and possession of a weapon by a restricted person.
You're cutting into my happy hour. You know that.
The dog owner told the police, the people that got the gun pointed on them, Lisa was yelling to leave the business and then pulled a handgun out from a holster, which she got from the back of the dog grooming business, and pointed it at the guy and the couple. Officers responded to the office when an employee of the dog groomer told them that the dog owner was very respectful and apologized for being late to pick up his dog, but that Vicky was, quote, agitated and went into the back of the business and proceeded to pull out a handgun from a holster and wave it around, telling the dog owner to leave the business. Hull then told her employee that if the cops showed up, she would give them a .22 caliber handgun she had in her purse and not the gun that she waved at the dog owner. Police say the employees also reported that Lisa Vicky Hull had been smoking marijuana in the back of the dog grooming business, which I think is counter to everything I know about marijuana. Marijuana is not something you smoke and you get agitated, right?
Well, typically not.
I mean, like, hey, man. Groovy, you got your dog.
Now, did you say she was offering up a gun so that there could be a duel?
Yeah, I know. She was arrested. Police reported
Let's get it on.
A .22 caliber from her purse, and then they sent a canine dog into the unit, not to get groomed, but to sniff, and they found marijuana in a back room along with a .45.
Well, I could have found that if she was smoking
A .45 caliber was on a shelf. So I don't know, was the other gun to plant on the dog owner, or was it... You know, I use the .45, but make it a .22 if they show up. Maybe I'll get in less trouble. I will say this. These employees were quite ready to sing a song to the cops on their business owner.
She does a fantastic job, though. We'll be bringing the dogs back.
Number four.
Tell you what ought to be illegal.
This is
how adorable she makes my dachshund look. Lock this little fella up, huh? This fella ought to be in jail.
All well worth it.
And we will be back without question. A lot of you reaching out.
This is a little kerfuffle, but
right?
No, it's all worth it.
You know, when at the end of the day, I can't argue with the results she gets. A lot of you reaching out via the Nacho Radio text line to say that you have checked out Toast of London, that show I recommended on the Netflix. I'm glad you guys are enjoying it as much as I thought you would. You still haven't gotten around to it because you don't know how to use Netflix. You don't know.
I choose not to.
Well, is that what it is?
Yes,
it's a choice now.
I choose not to.
Professor's in a little bit of trouble for, this is a chemistry professor. Thought it would be a good idea to teach the students how to make ecstasy.
Mm-hmm.
This happened at a Japanese university.
Now we're getting our money's worth. Dad?
Tatsunori Ayunama.
Just wanted to let you know. Mm-hmm. Thanks for the higher education.
Pardon the pun. Yes, this guy is a chemistry teacher, and he was teaching the kids how to make Molly.
Oh, this is easy enough.
To further their knowledge of pharmaceuticals. This is happening at the Matsuyama University at the Ehime Prefecture. And professor admitted that he got his students into his pharmaceutical science class to make MDMA, known as ecstasy. The Japanese law requires that you have to get a license. I mean, obviously, you can't just be making Molly in a classroom.
See, now what you're dealing here with now is Japanese law.
Yes, Darren.
The good kind.
Yeah, I mean, these are...
This is not just some sort of run-of-the-mill thing that we put up with. No. This is...
It's like, whoa, what is going on?
Yeah, well, you know, that Molly, you're going to ask yourself that question. What is
going on? I think I love you.
Why does everything feel so great?
Well, this is,
It's very tasty.
I am going to do some spring cleaning today.
I don't think Molly makes you want to clean. I think it just makes you want to just be...
Hug the floor,
and
I don't
touch,
know.
And just, it's my happening, baby, and it freaks me out. So yeah, he's in a little bit of trouble. And then finally in the top five things, number five.
Number five!
Colorado TV Tech is in some trouble.
That's all I ever wanted to be.
A Colorado television technician. Facing felony charges. This is a guy who works for Dish Network. All right?
I could juice you. I could hook you up.
David Novinsky is in trouble. He's a subcontractor for the Dish Network. Facing felony charges for allegedly giving a bear hug to a customer. This woman says that he gave her a bear hug, pinning her arms and chest painfully as she was showing him out after he completed his work. 70-year-old former sheriff's deputy said she feared she was going to get raped. She said she pushed him away and told him to leave, and he waited a while and then apologized before he left.
This is not my dish.
Charged with trespassing and causing bodily injury to an at-risk adult. The attorney says that this guy often gives people hugs at the end of his installs.
No. That can't be your thing. That can't be your excuse. Listen, buddy,
I hug everybody.
Ugly guys as well as the good-looking women.
I give everybody hugs, buddy. That's what I do. Well, that's what the lawyer is saying.
I hug the ugly guys.
I give everybody hugs. You think I'd hug a 70-year-old woman? Gross. I do that to everybody, buddy. Oh.
It's my cover, buddy.
That's what I do. If you hug everybody,
if you
then
hug
you can't
everybody,
get in trouble.
You can't get in trouble. You do it right out in plain sight.
No, he's definitely
very
in
cool.
Trouble.
This is all very cool, very legal.
Very legal, very cool, buddy.
Regal Beagle is what this is.
I don't want to see you for the rest of the week. Get out of here, buddy. Copped. You're copped, buddy. Those were your top five things.
The Dave and Darren Top Five Things podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Enjoy one of Capriati's specialty party trays or build your own with a combination of cold subs for that extraordinary event. How about this? Is not a bad idea for these graduations that are coming up, are there?
It's the best idea.
Build your own perfect meatball sub with Capriati's Meatball Bar. Capriati's signature homemade meatballs are made from scratch daily and simmered in a classic marinara sauce. Every meatball bar comes with sliced provolone, Romano cheese, bake rolls. They are open 7 days a week. Like them on Facebook. And, of course, if you're there for lunch or dinner, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
That's going to do it. This was a really quick episode. We got it in while we could. We'll have another one for you later on this week. We think Thursday looks the
best. We're looking at Thursday.
Yes. So, this is a quick annotated one. Now you have a little bit more time to get to some, I don't know, bear hugs or make your own Molly. I don't know. I'm not here to tell you how to live your life.
No.
I'm grateful, though, for the time that you give us. So thanks for listening. Thanks for subscribing, downloading, and leaving reviews of the podcast and telling your friends. And, of course, to your patrons, thank you for listening to the show. You can listen to the whole library if you like. Thanks for listening. Until we get a chance to do it for you again, hang loose, kooks.
You stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
I just want to thank each and every one of y'all for all you've done to your bodies. It's still real to me, damn it.